and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of isawthelightministries.com. Should we, as New Covenant Christians, observe the holiday of Hanukkah? Most people consider Hanukkah as being just for the Jews. But when we ask a question about any doctrine, including the doctrine of should New Covenant Christians observe Hanukkah, first thing we should do is go to the Scriptures. What does the Bible say about Hanukkah? In John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23, John 10, verse 22, and it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, which now we call Hanukkah. And it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. That was John 10, verse 22 and 23. Most people claim that this does not mean that Jesus observed this holiday. But the truth is that Jesus knew the Scriptures, including the book of Maccabees, which was considered Scripture at that time. The books of Maccabees, 1, 2, and 3 Maccabees, were in the Greek Septuagint, which is the Bible translation in use during the time of Jesus. Jesus and the apostles quoted from the Greek Septuagint, which included the books of Maccabees. These books were also in the 1611 King James Bible and were later removed in 1666. They remain today in some editions of King James and other translations. I have personally read these books of Maccabees and found them to be holy scripture and very edifying, as well as extremely important to end-time Christians. You can read the book of Maccabees online at isawthelightministries.com. Look for the navigational bar, Bible Study Tools, and then you'll be able to read the book of Maccabees right there under Bible Study Tools at isawthelightministries.com. In the books of 1 and 2 Maccabees, we read the scriptures concerning the Fiesta of Dedication, which is now called Hanukkah. In 1 Maccabees 4, starting in verse 52, 1 Maccabees 4, starting in verse 52, now on the 25th day of the 9th month, which is called the month Kasha, in the 148th year, they rose up betimes in the morning. Now, I make a comment about that verse, that the 25th day of the 9th month is not talking about our modern Roman calendar that we use in Western society today, but rather this day would be in God's calendar, that at that day and time, and in the day and time of Jesus, was in December. And this is where we get December 25th at, because not because that it was Christmas, but rather because originally it was Hanukkah. And continuing in 4 Maccabees 4, verse 53, they offered sacrifice according to the law upon the new altar of burnt offerings which they had made. Look at what time and what day the heathen had profaned it, the temple, even in that it was rededicated, with songs and harps and cymbals. Then all the people fell on their faces, worshiping and praising the God of heaven, which had given them good success. And so they kept the dedication, which now we call Hanukkah, of the altar 8 days, and offered burnt offerings with gladness. Verse 59 says, moreover, Judas and his brothers, talking about Judas Maccabees, not Judas Iscariot, and his brothers, with the whole congregation of Israel, ordained that the days of dedication, which now we call Hanukkah, should be kept in their season from year to year by the space of 8 days from the 25th day of the month Kasha, the ninth month, which now we know as December, with mirth and gladness. Then in 2 Maccabees chapter 10, starting in verse 1, 2 Maccabees 10 starting in verse 1, now Maccabeus and his company, the Lord guiding them, recovered the temple and the city. But the altars which the heathen had built in the open city and also the chapels, they pulled down. And having cleansed the temple, they made another altar, and striking stones, they took fire out of them and offered a sacrifice after 2 years, and set forth incense and lights and shewbread. And when that was done, they fell down and besought the Lord that they might come no more into such troubles, but if they sinned any more against him, that he himself would chastise them with mercy, and that they would not be delivered into the blasphemous and barbarous nations. Now upon the same day that the strangers profaned the temple, on the very same day it was cleansed again, even the 25th day of the same month. And they kept the 8 days with gladness, as in the Feast of Tabernacles, remembering that not long ago, not long before, they had held the Feast of Tabernacles when they had wandered in the mountains and dens like beasts. Therefore they bare branches and fair boughs and palms also, and sung songs unto him that had given them good success in cleansing his place. And this was the end of Anaochides, called Apritites. In 2 Maccabees chapter 2, starting in verse 1, 2 Maccabees chapter 2, starting in verse 1, it was also found in the records that Jeremiah the prophet commanded them that they were carried away to take of the fire as it had been signified, and how that the prophet, having given them the law, charged them not to forget the commandments of the Lord, and that they should not err in their minds when they see images of silver and gold with their ornaments. And with other such speeches extorted he them, that the law should not depart from their hearts. It was also contained in the same writing that the prophet, being a warned of God, commanded the tabernacle and the ark to go with him as he went forth into the mountain where Moses climbed up and saw the heritage of God. And when Jeremiah came there, he found a hollow cave, wherein he laid the tabernacle and the ark and the altar of incense, and so stopped the door. And some of those that followed him came to mark the way, but they could not find it. Which when Jeremiah perceived, he blamed them, saying, as for that place, it shall be unknown until the time that God gather his people again together and receive them unto mercy. Then shall the Lord show them these things, and the glory of the Lord shall appear, and the cloud also, as it was shown under Moses, and when, as Solomon desired, that the place might be honorably sanctified. It was so decreed that he, Solomon, being wise, offered the sacrifice of dedication and the finishing of the temple. And as when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the sacrifices, even so prayed Solomon also, and the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings. And Moses said, because the sin offering was not to be eaten, it was consumed. So Solomon kept those 8 days. The same things also were reported in the writings and commentaries of Nehemiah, and how he, founding the library, gathered together the acts of the kings and the prophets and of David and the epistles of the kings concerning the holy gifts. In like manner also Judas Maccabees gathered together all those things that were lost by reason of the war we had, and they remain with us. Wherefore, if ye have need thereof, send some to fetch them unto you. Whereas we then are about to celebrate the purification, we have written unto you, and you shall do well if you keep the same days. We hope also that the God that delivered all his people and gave them all a heritage and the kingdom and the priesthood and the sanctuary, as he promised in the law, will shortly have mercy upon us and gather us together out of every land under heaven into the holy place. For he have delivered us out of great troubles, and yes, and have purified the place. Now, as concerning Judas Maccabeus and his brethren, and the purification of the great temple and the dedication of the altar. Brethren, you've never heard these scriptures before, but they were part of the Bible of King James Version until they were taken out in 1666. These scriptures that I just read to you show that the festival, fiesta of Hanukkah, which the Bible calls the Feast of Dedication, that these are things that are important to end-time New Covenant Christians. The origin of the Fiesta of Dedication is very clear. It was the historical victory that God gave to the Israelite people over the Syrian king Antiochus Epiphanes. It is not of pagan origins, although the Jews have clearly added some pagan customs to it. But Jesus knew these scriptures and the history. It was not coincidence that John chapter 10 says that Jesus was there in the temple at the festival of dedication. Jesus was there for a reason. He wasn't there just loafing around. He was there because it was the Feast of Dedication. And he was definitely there in remembrance and observance of what we now call Hanukkah. If it was pagan or if he did not observe it, then I believe that John would have been certain to tell us so that we would not assume that Jesus was observing it. It's very clear that Jesus did observe Hanukkah. Now, there's other hints in the Old Testament, and I'll give one of them to you real quick, is that in Leviticus 23, it lists you the different holy days, the Feast of Tabernacles, Passover, Pentecost, how to keep those days, when to keep those days. But in the original Bible, there was no chapter separations in any of the Bible. The chapter separations did not come until the 1500s. So when you read the list of holy days in the Bible, in Leviticus 23, those chapters of 23 and 24 was not originally separated. But chapter 24 of Leviticus tells us about a lighting of a candle, and actually of the menorah. And I'm going to tell you more about that next week. Same time, same radio station. Please meet me back here next week to learn about the menorah and the new covenant meaning thereof of Hanukkah, the days that the new covenant Christians should be observing, just like Jesus Christ did observe the same day. Amen. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.